The Marshall Board of Governors hosted an event Wednesday afternoon introducing Jerome Gilbert as the next president. The Marshall and Huntington communities welcomed Jerome Gilbert and his wife Lee to Huntington. Speakers at the ceremony included Board Chairman Michael Sellers and Marshall Interim President Gary White. Gilbert says he's ready for the challenge to lead the university into the next year and has some different ideas for the university already.
I'm interested in looking at kind of building on the strengths of the past, and it's been a very strong liberal arts university over the years, and really combine that liberal arts with the STEM area and also with medicine. Really presents a very broad-based education that really prepares students for jobs in this century.
Gilbert was hired last month as Marshall's 37th president. He has held previous positions at Mississippi State since 1988, including that of provost and executive vice president since March 2010. The Higher Education Policy Commission has approved a 2-year contract for Gilbert, in which he will be paid $430,000 annually. Gilbert says he understands that right away he'll be dealing with the budget cuts at the state level, but he has ideas about how to approach the lack of funds in different ways.
On the flip side of budget cuts, I'm also looking at increasing enrollment as a way to increase revenue, and I'm going to be very actively involved in looking at ways to recruit additional students from West Virginia and also from the surrounding states. So that will be on my agenda as well, as looking at new ways to recruit students to Marshall.
Gilbert will start the position of Marshall University president in January. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.